News is a hard business. Now add millennials and Facebook? Yikes. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Earlier this month, Twitter put out a list of the top 10 most tweeted about news organizations. Only one outlet on the list is what's called Digital First, all online without the TV or print baggage. It's Now This News, a media company that delivers news to millennials using mostly video across all kinds of platforms, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, YouTube. It says it gets 2.6 billion video views each month and reaches 70% of millennials at any given time. But lots of digital media companies, especially the ones aimed at millennials, had layoffs or closed in 2018. And publishers found that relying on Facebook or even Google for views could be risky. Tina Exaros is chief content officer at Now This. I spoke with her at Fortune's Most Powerful Women Next Gen conference. And I asked her if it's scary to be at the mercy of an algorithm.
It's really, really challenging for any publisher. But I think for news in particular, where this is maybe not what you expect that a young person goes to Snapchat first for, but increasingly it is where they're getting their news. So just really being incredibly nimble and adaptable to just the changing tides of each of these platforms is the only way to succeed.
And you can be pretty nimble, but you still don't know what they're going to do or frankly, whether your audience is going to abandon them.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, and this is, I think, the privilege or the beauty of being a little bit more kind of building from the startup space is if you build it and they come, then you have to believe that the business model will follow. So we spent a large portion of the first few years of our lives at Now This just creating great content that built huge scale. So make sure that you have a loyal audience that is following you and engaging with you every day, and work closely with each of these platforms to develop diverse revenue streams. And now thinking about what our content might look like off of these socially distributed platforms.
And are you venture funded now?
We were, and now we have a great investment from Discovery Communications that happened about 2 years ago. And we merged together with three other brands, and we formed what's called Group 9. So now this is part of Group 9, which also includes The Dodo, Thrillist, and Seeker, which is a science brand that Discovery launched a few years back.
How has, if at all, this kind of tech lash, right, this sort of even just suspicion of some of these platforms in general, how does that change the way that you approach those partners from a distribution and a kind of like user trust perspective?
So while certainly there's, I think, a lot of hand-wringing right now around, you know, what's going on different platforms, nothing's going away. There are still the huge, huge majority of our country and people around the world are getting their news off of these platforms. So I think what we can do as a publisher is the best job we possibly can, and to tell the truth and to fact-check what we're doing, and that's what we're doing every day.
Tina Exaros is Chief Content Officer at Now This Media. And now for some related links. To be fair, it is still a very open question how digital media companies can make money going forward. Group 9 Media, that parent company of Now This, last week launched a new studio for creating branded content called Brand Shop. That's one way. The Economist has a story this week on Vice Media, the other, maybe former darling of millennial news, or as I like to call it, news for cool people. Vice's big challenge headed into 2019 is how to get advertising when all the money currently goes to Facebook and Google. The article in The Economist notes that Vice, BuzzFeed, and Vox Media combined, the big three in all digital news and entertainment, get less than 1% of the internet ad market in the United States. That Economist story, by the way, is behind a paywall because, well, like I said, tough business. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. You know firsthand how important Marketplace is to your life, bringing depth and context to issues that matter to you and your family. As a nonprofit organization, we depend on individuals like you to help us provide trustworthy news that adds value to your life. If you're not yet a Marketplace investor, please consider donating today at marketplace.org, and your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. Thanks for your support.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.